Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have a very special guest. I'm so excited that she's here. The very awesome Kristen Colfer.
Hello.
Yay, welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. We watched an amazing episode. But before we start, we always like to ask our guest, what is your Golden Girls background, if any? Go ahead. What was your experience?
Oh, man. So, yeah, I definitely used to watch it when it was originally run, I think, or very recent reruns, like when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
Probably like 9 or so. And then like here and there after. So I'm pretty familiar with like the characters and the gist of the show.
And you said something earlier, like, I can't believe I was watching the show, which I found. I was also watching the show very young. And there's a lot of sexual connotations in it.
It's pretty racy.
Yeah.
Like, it's racier even than I remembered.
What was that?
It's racier than
it's
remembered.
Racier. Yeah, I feel like it's got, this season has been racier than previous seasons, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like Blanche really, like, went for it in this episode.
Yeah, they were, I agree. Like, as the episodes, like, as we move into the later seasons, it's like the writers were like, all right, we can get away with more stuff. Like, because we obviously have a huge fan base, and this show could end anytime. So we watched an awesome episode. I really enjoyed it. It is season 5, episode 20, and it is titled Twice in a Lifetime. The original air date is February 24th, 1990. Sorry.
For you messed it up.
I don't want to get.
You got wrong by 1 month.
All right, we're starting it all over.
Throw it all in the trash.
Throw it all in the trash.
Okay, so I was 8. I think I was 8 then when this was on. Or 9. Maybe 9. No. Not yet 9.
I was 3 years old.
Oh, shit. I would have just celebrated my 8th birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You guys are around the same age.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I had to really do some math to figure out how old I was in 1990, but did it.
It's a harrowing experience for me as well. So.
And as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to spiel a brief synopsis. That's kind of an oxymoron, right? spiel and brief. Okay. Of the episode for the listener who wasn't here eating pizza and watching it with us. So go ahead, Genevieve.
Well, things are getting hot and heavy with Miles for Rose, but an old flame comes into town, her old boyfriend Buzz, and now she has to choose between the two, and Sophia has fallen in with the wrong crowd, according to Dorothy, and they butt heads, and Sophia decides to move out.
Dun, dun, dun. So. And then Blanche just sort of talks about penises.
Blanche hangs out in the kitchen or the dining living room the entire episode.
Yes. God. If I was an actor, I would just like, I would want that role. Just like, just chilling out.
Yeah. You're going to eat yogurt in a sexy way in this scene. That's about it.
That's pretty much the life. I mean,
she was eating yogurt in a sexy way, and all she that specific like dirty joke wasn't. I don't know. The crowd sort of reacted really loudly to what I felt wasn't that dirty. I don't know if Okay. All right, we'll start from the beginning. Okay, so... Okay. We're in the kitchen, and Sophia, the mom, she comes in, and she wants money, and she spent $20, I think, the night before.
Yeah, she says, like, $10 for cover charge, $10 for a round of drinks, something in the G-string.
$10 went into dancer.
So into at least Mr. 30.
Big. Yeah, so it would have been $30. Yeah.
Into yeah, Mr. Bucks. Big's G-string.
But as Blanche says, that's just a stage name.
So he's not really that big. Is that the joke? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She's checked this club out before. She knows what's up.
When I go to the gay bar...
The one in LA.
The one gay bar in LA. No. Oh, there was this gay bar in Phoenix called BS West. And, like, you could see where their penises, like, ended and began. Like, it was into these go-go dancers.
Oh.
Just people. No,
I was like, we're going to play Swiss.
It was out of control.
Just everyone's penis was out. It was crazy.
As I get older, I think I'm more into, like, go-go dancers, like go-go boys. Is that before I wasn't? I thought it was, like, gross. But now I'm like, yeah. Let me see that.
So you're maturing.
I'm maturing. Before I was like, that's objectification, blah 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 blah, and like, and now I'm just like, I want it too. And so, oh, there was this great line where, like, Dorothy won. She was like, I had an imaginary mother growing up.
Yeah.
And it's sort of okay. So this crowd.
We never see them, by the way.
You never see them, which upset me.
I know. They couldn't find that many old people, probably.
They couldn't. There were none in Burbank at
there
the time.
There were none.
Which, that's where they recorded. I would have loved to have seen them. And, you know, this isn't the first episode where she... This is kind of like a rehashed plot. Because, Genevieve, do you remember when she got into a wrong crowd before?
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like that's kind of just Sophia's game. Like, I feel like she just runs, she likes running with, like, a fast group, you know? Like, I remember, like, the beach people that she started hanging out. Well, was that Sophia or was that Rose?
Oh.
Rose started,
Rose. I'm lying.
Yeah, Rose started hanging out with, like, the beach crowd for some reason. Yeah.
There was an episode. I lie. There was an episode where, like, Rose was hanging out with, like, these, I don't know, like, really scandalous beach people.
Yeah. I feel like the only one that isn't susceptible to gangs is, like, Dorothy. Like, Dorothy is, like, she's in the Golden Girls gang and that's it.
Yeah.
But the rest of them just fall in and out. They with do. The wrong crowd, like, all the time. Yeah, it's just
Miami
like an
has like
special,
like bike, like old bikers or something. Like, that's what I imagined that like, crowd.
I don't know. How many bad crowds are there in Miami that they can possibly fall into?
Like, maybe they're hanging out with, like, I don't know, like Cuban mafia, like, or
La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, Miami. Like Scarface kind of people. Like,
I feel like, I mean, there's like a competition with those people and like the gator wrestling crowd.
The gator?
Yeah.
Yes. Gator Rose. Wrestling.
No, Rose would get into gator wrestling.
She
would. It would totally be her thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She would race an alligator, like, in the house. Speaking of cool crowds, like, Rose is talking about this guy that was cool in high school that's coming to visit her, Buzz, and
she called him a hep cat.
The hepest cat in St. Olaf.
And he was so cool. He put a whole box of chiclets in his mouth on a dare.
Oh.
And then Dorothy's face. Oh my God. Yeah. Priceless.
Dorothy was just like, cool.
Cool.
I also liked that this was like, Rose basically was like in a love triangle and never told them about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get like, because then they point out all the dumb stories that she tells, and they're like, you never told us that you were like in a love triangle, but you thought we would want to know about little Yimini being raised by a moose. and then, to be fair, that is interesting.
That is interesting. And then did it something about college at the end of that
story? Moose put him through medical school?
Yeah.
Wait, how did this happen? How did the moose get him through medical school? Like,
with hard work, Anthony.
I guess.
I don't know if we're supposed to make sense of anything that happens in St. Olaf. I think it's sort of like Hogwarts.
Well, I think I just, my brain turned off in that second, so I didn't hear. Like, I just heard medical school, and then, like, you know when you just don't pay attention?
That's no, there really was no, like, explanation. It was just pretty much like, that moose also put him through medical school.
Okay,
all right. It was just,
I'll let go. Sorry.
I'm just like, wait, I admit.
It is a weird... okay, and so this is a weird thing. Like, she says that she was with Charlie, her late husband. She was dating Charlie, and then she dated Buzz at the same time. And she kind of did it again, but with Miles. So Buzz is just like this mistress all the time, like twice in a lifetime, if I want to, you know, be lame and mention the plot, the title of the episode in the podcast.
And who was playing Buzz? Because I feel like it's someone I've seen before.
He seems vaudeville
like
to me.
Like, I feel like I've seen him in something else. Like he's one of those character actors that's in a lot of junk.
I would Google it, but I don't want to fuck up the phone.
Apparently, he was in Home Alone, too.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, he totally was. He was the toy store owner.
Oh. You got it. Wow.
That makes a lot of sense, because,
Yeah.
He was in, like, that wasn't that many years after this episode, so he still looks the same.
Yeah, okay.
Because that was probably, like, 1993.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that toy store.
That was so cute.
Okay, and so this guy's a musician also. He moved to New York to do the sound effects for this dude's pants falling.
Mm-hmm. Whoop.
Like, that was just with like a whistle or something. He plays the whistle. I don't know.
Yeah, that was never clear.
It was never clear. Like,
it's a very respectable musical part.
Yeah,
pants falling down. Like, this is probably like the '40s.
But like, is that all? Because I feel like that's not very artistically satisfying for 40 years.
Remember, he's an artist. You can't hit me. I'm an artist. yeah. Okay. And so, at this point, it just seems like they're just gonna. I didn't feel like they were gonna like hook up, you know what I mean? And then the next scene, Blanche is like, when Miles and her come in from bird watching, and she sort of reveals to Miles that it's an old boyfriend. And I don't think anything was wrong with that, but Dorothy was like, "You should have told him the truth." That you're going to go bang this dude or something.
Yeah, I didn't think... Yeah, because I think Rose was like... She was like, I'm having an old boyfriend and we're hanging out. I haven't seen him in 40 years, which I think was, like, pretty upfront.
Yeah.
Like...
She was open.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be more disturbed if she would just be like, yeah, well, I have conflicting feelings about him. Never really got over him. I dated him while I dated my future husband, you know, like, and then, yeah, like, I feel like she was pretty straight up.
I felt like that too.
She hasn't seen him in 40 years. Like, she might not even want to hook up with him. You don't know, like, until you see someone. Until you
see somebody.
Like, yeah. He might have totally changed.
Right. Well, he has eyebrows now, apparently.
Yeah, that was a big difference.
Wow. He wanted to look like Frankenstein, I guess. Okay.
All right. So I'm just sitting here thinking about, does Frankenstein have eyebrows?
Frankenstein had no eyebrows. Frankenstein had no eyebrows for some reason.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Also, the Whoopi only thing Goldberg. They
couldn't grow in the lab.
Also, Whoopi Goldberg doesn't have eyebrows. Both Frankenstein and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. Did she shave them off or she's not have them?
She said that she just doesn't like, she just didn't like them.
Okay.
Yeah. Google, yeah, all right. Google images of her. You're like, you'll, it's so weird.
Yeah, anyway. It's like something you don't think about until you know, like, can't not see it.
But I think her face curves in a way that it's eyebrow-like. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
She's got enough eyebrow in her personality.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't need it on her face.
And I guess Rose wasn't a blonde when she was younger. Because he was like, you're blonde.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I'm like, is she blonde or is it more like white, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're actually going for there.
Right.
I think it's long been established that she's a bottle blonde.
She's a bottom blonde?
Bottle. A bottle blonde.
Oh, a bottle blonde. Okay, bottle sorry. Blonde. A bottom blonde. I know those bottom blondes.
Do you like them as much as go-go men?
Yeah, because Dorothy's really, I guess, the only, or no, Blanche, I mean, is the only one that has, like, a natural hair color on the show.
Probably. I don't know if she, they never comment that she dyes her hair, but it looks pretty real.
Yeah, it looks real.
I think so.
Oh, I think Blanche has made, she's made a couple of comments about that hair color you have and stuff like that.
Yeah, about Rose's hair.
Yeah, yeah. She's, and I don't know, Rose hasn't really denied it. So.
Right. So, and then in this scene, Miles invites her to go see Henry V, which she thinks is like a fifth sequel. And, and so he wants to invite her at night. And you brought up this point, Kristen, that him and Buzz were just going to go to lunch. You still could have, like, got, like...
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. It's like, first of all, Rose is already having an action-packed day. Because she had a morning bird-watching date with Miles. Yeah. Who knows how long they were gone for. Then Buzz pops over, and they're going to lunch.
Right.
And, like, she turns Miles down for an evening movie. And it's like, well, either she knew that she would be too sleepy.
Or she'd be too tired.
I mean,
lunch.
I'm exhausted thinking about that day.
Lunch sex.
Or like she was like, maybe me and Buzz will just be extending our lunch into dinner and breakfast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make his pants fall down.
Woo!
I was like, Miles is so much hotter than Buzz.
Yeah, even in his loose ass khakis.
Yeah.
He's still looking pretty good.
He's a handsome man.
And he's got a, like, he's pulling off a mustache, which is hard.
Which is hard. It's very hard.
And he's tall.
Yeah.
And, like, they were standing next to each other, and I'm like, this is a given. I'm sorry. Buzz, I mean, he's charming, but he's just, I don't know, he's just too weird, too.
Yeah, Miles he's is, like a, he's like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
He's definitely someone that you would like when you were like 17.
Yeah.
And think they were so like funny and like, oh.
And they were into ska and wore plaid.
he would totally be in like a group that had like a pun that involves ska, you know?
Yeah.
Like this, like he would be like, me and my band, the Space Cadets. And you'd be like,
Space,
oh my gosh.
Space Cadets.
Something like that.
Two of them. two of the members play the trumpet.
Yeah, there's like a whole line of trumpets. And,
oh, yeah, that guy would. If it, yeah, that's definitely like a modern day. If he were in modern day, he would definitely be into ska.
And they probably would go swing dancing on
Lindy Hops.
Yeah.
In the next scene, Miles calls Rose and she just lies and says that she's sick. Miles is like smelling something fishy at this point. Because mm-hmm. he's like, I'm hot as hell. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Right?
And then Buzz, he comes in and this is where he's wearing the plaid, his ultimate plaid scene. And she changes for him into a plaid outfit, which I loved. It was a cute outfit.
It was cute. It was way cuter than what she was originally wearing.
Yeah. She should. Yeah.
There's good a choice. Lot of costume changes in this show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like more than usual.
There's like.
Everyone wore at least 5 outfits.
There's like 50 outfits in the backstage. Like. They must have had like a wardrobe person for each person.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they do. Pretty sure that's in the Golden Girls contract.
It takes more than one person to pick out those lime green gauchos.
Yes.
That Bea Arthur was wearing at one point.
It takes more than one person to put shoulder pads in a hoodie.
Yeah.
That happened in this episode. Did you notice, Genevieve?
Yes.
Yeah. On Dorothy?
Yeah. Okay. I think it takes a whole crew to dress Dorothy, actually.
It takes like 5 people. We had a guest, Clifton, who described this like conveyor belt machine that they put Bea Arthur through. And it's just like cloths and layers and like Dr. Seuss hands, like just putting drapes on her. Do, 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 do. And like,
yeah,
this is what happens.
Yeah.
He said something like her I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He said her outfits were like erected.
Yes. Her outfits are erected on her.
Yes.
She's like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. There's a lot of scarves and like just indoor full outfit, full makeup wearing on all shows, but on this show in particular, I feel like.
I want that to be my life when I'm older. I want to just like wake up and be glamorous all the time. I could, I guess, now. Okay. And so Sophia decide. Okay. So at this point, Dorothy and Sophia have been like super fighting. And then this is when Sophia comes out in her cute, like, traveling outfit and a fucking suitcase. And she's just gonna go. She's had it. Dorothy is just not letting her hang out with these people. And I don't know whose side I'm on because I never met these people. You know what I mean? Okay. So she takes off. The next scene, it's the late night scene where everybody keeps coming in and into the kitchen, and Dorothy's just sitting there, and everybody keeps saying like, I miss Dorothy and our late night talks. And apparently Dorothy didn't know that Rose.
They miss Sophia and their late night talks.
Yeah. Well, fuck that. Fuck.
Yeah, apparently the trash.
Fuck that shit. That's messed up. That's pretty funny though.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let her daughter in.
Sophia was much kinder and gentler to Rose and Blanche than Dorothy.
What were they doing in there?
I don't know. They're apparently having like well, she wouldn't give Rose any hard candy.
Yeah, because she might choke on it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like all day long she calls him stupid and a slut. And then late at night, they cuddle. Like, what? Like, it's so not of her character. Okay. And then, in this scene, Rose reveals that he's going to Europe, that Buzz is going to Europe. And I think, like, he wants to invite her. Is this where it happens?
Yeah, she comes in and she's like, Buzz wants me to go to Europe with.
What? Yeah, that's so weird. Why is he even in Miami? Like, he's from.
He's probably on tour. He's probably with a group, you
probably
know?
Probably on tour with a group, with ska band.
Yeah. Yes.
The space cadets are going to Europe.
They're going to Europe.
Okay. And so Dorothy's like legit convinced that one sleepless night and will convince her mom to move back in. But she doesn't move in. So they go visit her at the loft that she's staying at. And it's this glamorous, super building, grandiose, expensive art like place.
There's like a maid. Yeah, it's very, it seems like it's supposed to be very fancy.
Yeah, there's a well-educated Mexican maid who knows a lot about art, which is great. Maria,
she's just real cash dusting a Surratt
yeah
painting.
Just like,
and she's like, yeah, you want to go see the Jackson Pollock? It's in the bathroom. I know. Gotta go scrub the toilet anyway. So
why would you have a Jackson?
Come with me and go look at this painting.
Like, you wouldn't have those paintings under glass in like some sort of secure environment.
Yeah.
You would just why expose would it, them to the air.
The bathroom. That's not a good place to put a Jackson Pollock.
No. Although maybe the bathroom was very glamorous as well.
Is like a 20
foot. You would
bathroom.
Never put a painting in the bathroom where you take a shower.
Yeah.
It would. Yeah, because it can. I mean, if something splatters on it, I mean, I guess it could.
Well, just like the steam. You
like
know?
If shit splatters on it, it could look like the Jackson Pollock. Yeah. So I guess that would be the most appropriate paint. If you're going to put a famous painting in a bathroom where shit can get on, it might as well be a Jackson Pollock. So I can blend in. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So then, okay. Blanche goes into the bathroom with that woman for a long time, I felt.
Yeah. It was weird that they were gone for so long.
She's just like helping her scrub the toilet. Like,
that, or it's just like, or like basically it just took so long to get to the bathroom, like it's such an extensive place that
they went through tunnels. Just they had to climb go through a dumb waiter or something. they had to pull a book out of a shelf and it just spun into another room.
That's what I want in a fancy house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want like hidden chambers. I want that, or like a Narnia situation where you like have to go through like a wardrobe and then you end up in a strange land.
I want a painting with eye hole cutouts where I can like look into another room. Unsuspiciously.
Pretty much, yeah.
That would be cool. I want secret compartments in my house. Okay. We have to
We all do.
I'm in full agreement. I definitely want like a bookcase that swivels around, and then I was just like daydreaming. I'm like, and what if it was also a panic room? And like,
oh yeah. Like, a panic room would be cool.
Yeah. Which says a lot about what I'm worried about. But I was like, man, what if it was not only like a secret den, but then also a panic room?
Yeah. I would want a panic room, definitely, in all floors of my house.
Yeah.
Also a crying room. I want a room where I can just cry and cry. Okay. I think they should have that at work. Okay. Because I don't like crying in the bathroom. Okay. So anyway. So, okay. Then Sophia. Okay. The roommate is this 100-year-old guy who just doesn't like hear anything.
Yeah, he thinks that Sophia's name is Tommy.
Yeah.
And that Dorothy is her son.
So that he's also blind.
Yeah, it's very odd.
It's very Helen Keller-y.
Yeah, he doesn't even know his name. Like, she calls him something like Winston, And he's like, "That's who's that?" And she's like, "You." And he's like, "Okay."
Yeah.
A little disturbing.
Yeah, kind of weird. I wouldn't want to live with a person like that. Or maybe I would. I don't know. I'd have to try it. I don't know.
He's definitely not the worst roommate I've ever had. So
he appears to have a live-in caretaker, so that's good.
How did he...
Yeah, I don't need to be worried.
Right. He doesn't have to be... But how did they communicate to have her move in if he can't understand anything? Like, she just showed up and he's like, "Hey, you live here." And then that's probably what happened.
That was weird. Yeah, I don't know what we're supposed to think about that.
Maybe the maid set it up or something.
Maybe. Or because it's like, I don't know. He's clearly supposed to be rich. So it's not like he needs a roommate.
And he doesn't need a roommate. Right. She probably just ran into him at one of her crazy outings. No, because he wouldn't be out. I don't know. I don't know how they met, and they don't explain it. Okay. And so the next scene, I forgot to mention, Dorothy asked her to move in. Sophia says no, because you won't let me hang out with my crazy ass friends. And then she just bullets into her room and leaves Dorothy alone. And Blanche is still like, gone
in the bathroom. Very odd.
It was weird.
They just end the scene without like letting us know how that all played out. Like,
Blanche just never comes back.
They have to make awkward talk until she came out.
Okay, the next scene is when Miles confronts her, and he just sort of like barges into the house, like very, very macho, as he calls it. His testosterone was just bursting out of his head, and he was angry. That's the kind of shit you do when you think someone's cheating on you, so you show up at their house you don't call, but you're like, "I bet he's fucking around right now." I'm a kind of a crazy girl in that way. I don't know if you guys have ever done that.
I have not.
I have not.
But he was cheating when I did that. He was in the room with a chubby black man, and they wouldn't answer the door, and I was like, "I know you're in there." Anyway, those are my issues. And then we went swimming.
All three of you?
Well, like, I walked in and they were just like, "We're just hanging out." And I was like, "All right, I'll hang out too." And so then I was like, because I came over to use his pool. That was my excuse. And he's like, "Why are you here?" And then I was like, "I'm going to..." Now this has just become a thing about me. But, "Well, then you want to go swimming?" And then the black guy was like, "I want to go swimming too." So we all went swimming. And I was just like, "I know they were fucking, you know?" Anyway.
Oh, just picturing this awkward swim.
Yeah, it was a really awkward swim. Okay. And so Miles is like, "Okay, oh shit." And then Buzz gets there.
Mm-hmm.
He knocks on the door. And he...
So in the meantime, Miles is leaving and he says that he'll wait for Rose, right?
He'll wait for Rose.
Mm-hmm. And then Buzz comes over.
Then Buzz knocks on the door. He's about to grab Rose's face and kiss her, and then Mouse is like, "What the fuck is happening?" And so they confront each other. It was kind of weird the way they just stared each other down.
"You're Buzz. You're Miles.
You're Buzz. You're Miles.
Yeah, that happened like 3 times, and they kept changing their posture.
I doubt either of those guys have ever been in a fist fight, like in their lives.
Yes.
So this is like the closest is them just like saying each other's names to each other.
Oh, I know. That is not her arms. Yeah, that is the most polite. You've been cheating. She's cheating on Miles, technically.
Technically.
Yeah. And then he still wants her.
Yeah, Miles said he loved her.
Yeah.
So they're pretty serious.
Yeah. He ends up with her, she ends up with Miles at the very end. Sorry, spoiler alert, guys. If haven't seen Golden Girls all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah, because basically, yeah, Buzz was like, I'll go to Europe and then I'll come back. And she's like, you've already tried that.
Yeah.
And then she realizes that she was just holding on to a dream.
Right.
And it wasn't real.
This scenario happened already and it didn't work out. And she stayed with her husband and she stayed with Miles. And what's fucked up is that Buzz says that was a mistake, getting married to Charlie. And she's like, that wasn't a mistake. Like, that was the best time of my life.
Yeah, I mean, they were married for, like, almost 40 years, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because, she hadn't seen him.
Yeah, for a long time. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, she obviously, that's a weird thing to say to someone. Like,
yeah.
Remember that dude that you had all those kids? Did they have kids? They had kids.
They had kids.
And
raised, they had lots of kids.
Raised your family with? Mistake.
Yeah. Your whole life was a mistake. That's like, fucked up.
Like, no, man.
This Buzz guy turns into an asshole at the very end.
He's kind of a jerk.
And he doesn't, like, want to fight.
Woo.
He doesn't want to fight. He's like, I'm in the arts. Don't fucking punch me. Fuck you. Musicians fight. That's what musicians do.
Yeah.
I had to break up a fight yesterday at an open mic.
What open mic?
Oh, yeah.
At Liquid Zoo.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Some comic. He's a dumbass. This comic was fighting with this old fucking white dude. And, like, they were screaming in each other's faces. And I literally had to break it up. It was stupid as fuck.
How did you break up the fight? Did you, like, have to physically break it up or...
I, like, they were, like, in each other's faces, and I, like, pushed them away from each other, and I basically, it took 20 minutes, but I made the guy go back into, the comic go back into the bar and leave that dude alone.
God.
And they were just like, have you killed somebody? And the other guy's like, no, have you killed somebody? He's like, I fought in the war. And it was just so stupid. Anyway.
Wow.
It was so stupid. Anyway. So then Miles comes back. Okay, so they break up. Basically, Rose is like, fuck you, Buzz. You're a fucking asshole. She doesn't say that, but she's like, you gotta go. And so he's like, all right, well, like, kind of one last kiss goodbye. And then Miles barges into the door and he's like, don't touch my woman, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, Rose is really turned on by his masculinity. She even growls at him.
Yeah, the growling part was, I was not on board. No, it was too much.
It was too much. And then, like, then Sophia moves back in, same day. She's like,
it's a big day.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
She moves back in and she's like, she says something like, I forget what it was. Some like, oh, now you're with the other guy. Oh, I feel like I'm living with Cher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. and then she has like the best line of the episode, which was,
yeah,
what happens? I'm gone for one night and the stupid ones off in the living room being slutty and the sluts in here being stupid.
the slutty ones in here being stupid. And we just looked at each other like, what? Like, what the fuck?
It was so savage.
Yeah, I know. Blanche just takes it, though. Blanche is just like, oh, you.
Oh, you. You're just moving back into my house. And you're just going to be fucking rude.
Yeah, seriously. I can't believe they were saying like slut on this show.
Yeah, they were saying slut.
I feel like a show wouldn't say slut now. I don't know. America is becoming more puritanical by the day,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming. It's. I hate using the PC term. I think it's becoming
uptight.
But then, like,
yeah, there was a beautiful time when you could slut shame without abandon.
I mean,
and it's, I think, past.
You could slut shame in 2007, maybe.
Yeah, slut shaming days are over. Like, you shouldn't slut shame people, but it's kind of crazy that you could say slut in 1990 on TV, and now I feel like people would be up in arms if you did.
Yeah, there's I think, like, if it's on Netflix, you can. There's more slut shaming, but if you're on, like, Fox cable, it's less slut shaming.
They just say skank.
Skank. Skank. Scat. Scat. Okay. Okay, so she moves back in, and then I forget what the getaway joke was. The last one, something like Dorothy says, I don't remember. Sophia and Dorothy are just like, all right, you move back in. And then there was a joke, but I forget. Okay.
Okay.
Ma moves back in. All right.
Yeah, that's how they ended the episode.
They all just, like, start crying. Okay, I think that's it. Did we miss anything? I can't think of a thing.
I can't either.
Okay. I think we did it, guys. Yeah. Yay.
We did it. Yay.
All right. And this episode, let me see when it comes out in my little calendar. I believe this comes out January 11th. Yes. And where can people find you online? And or do you have anything you'd like to promote? Go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter. It's just Kristen Cliff. If you search Kristen Clifford, I'll come up, I'm sure.
Kristen Cliff.
Yeah, that's my Twitter name. And that's it. I mean, like, yeah, I'm just around LA.
Yay.
Nothing specific.
Check out Kristen at Kristen Cliff on Twitter. And check out, you have a website, you said?
KristenClifford.com.
KristenClifford.com. Very, very funny. Check her out. And Genevieve, where will you be after January 11th, and where can people find you?
Well, my next big show is on January 19th. I am hosting the What a Joke Phoenix, nice. Which is a national comedy festival that's benefiting the ACLU. We have headliner Emily Gelati and a selection of great comics from Phoenix and all over, so... it's tickets are $20 and we're at Valley Bar starting at 8 on the 19th. So
yay. Okay. And you're at, did you say your handle?
I'm at Genevieve Rice on just about anything you can think of. Except Snapchat, because I can't figure it out. So
yeah, Snapchat, there's too many ads. I'm overwhelmed by it. Anyway. Snapchat, if you're listening to this.
I made myself into a deer once, and that was fun, and that's about it. So
you have a good, my Snapchat name is K-Spliff, which is really fun for me.
K-Spliff. Yay. It's backwards.
Nice.
My Snapchat name is Jizamito. So that's fun.
Very classy.
Very, very, very classy.
Sounds like a man who loves go-go men.
A man who loves go-go men. Okay. So I'm at Anthony Desimito on everything except for Snapchat. I'm at Desimito. And I'm going to be at the Garage Mic January 21st. That is Victor Martinez's show. He just had a baby. Yay.
Yay.
And it's breeding. A show. Yeah. Yay. And breeding. Okay. So it's a show inside of a garage. It's fun. It's such a weird location. It's behind a Food for Less, but it's tons of fun.
You're really selling us on this show.
It's like in an alley, and it's sketchy as fuck, but I fucking love it. Okay.
So LA.
So LA. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TIFBAP, TYFBAP. Also, at TIFBAP on Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Audio Boom, or any other platform you used to listen to us today. Music is by Mike Dennison and Brian Korkernack. For those of you that are following along, the next episode is Season 5, Episode 21, and it is titled Sisters and Other Strangers. And I believe Blanche has a plot in this one, looks like it, in the thumbnail. I think it's the one where Blanche's sister writes a romance novel, and it's about Blanche, and ooh, they do not get along.
Oh, so steamy.
I know. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Kristen Clifford, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And everybody have a beautiful day and or night. All right. Bye-bye. Ooh. Yay!
Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff the chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.